The Truth News Network.
It takes the media a few weeks to catch up to the talk shows. Congratulations. You're on the cutting edge of the truth.
TNN,
The Truth News Network.
And your man on point is Dan Newman.
Got to be honest with you. If you don't catch up with the news and stay caught up, it's just because you choose to do or not to do it. Right here at Truth News Network, every day we bring you the actual facts, and we always undergird the facts that we tell you are facts with actual evidence that prove the story. That's why we're here, and I'm so glad you joined us here today. We're into the economy, the U.S. economy. Now, don't get carried away. This is not going to be deep and understandable. You'll get this. So, Obamanomics or Trumponomics? Which president's U.S. economy is or was better? President Obama's or President Trump's? Now, if you're not careful with your answer to that question, it could get you into a fight. There's a little question that today's U.S. economy is better than it was, but there are so many variables that factor into the definition of a good economy, there's no absolutely correct answer. Of course, as always, if you do a Google search on the internet for "Is Trump's economy better than Obama's?" you'll see two pages of stories that poo-pah any such claims. Most all of them include this or some other similar disclaimer. Today's economic numbers cannot be claimed as Trump's. Remember that Obama took over a sluggish economy in the middle of a serious economic downturn. Obama began economic policies that started reforms throughout the nation that are still in place and are responsible for this economy today. Every one of those stories is from leftist media sources or media organizations that are outwardly anti-Trump. They make no bones about it. They don't even try to hide it. Don't forget that most economists who are quote-unquote reputable or claim to be, or professors, other educators, are part of think tanks that are almost totally tied to liberal universities and or liberal organizations. Like Robert Reich, you remember him? An economist, he served in several presidential administrations, including a long stint as Secretary of Labor under President Clinton. In this national uproar about Trump's tax cuts and how they positively impacted the lives of most Americans, Mr. Reich weighed in.
It's now official. Congress's own research arm, the Congressional Research Service, released a report concluding that the Trump Republican tax cut was a total bust. Number one, it did not spur economic growth. According to the report, quote, "The growth effects tend to show a relatively small, if any, first-year effect on the economy." Number two, it didn't raise wages. Quote, "The real wage rate for production and non-supervisory workers grew by only 1.2%. Number three, it didn't cause corporations to bring money home. Again, quoting from the report, "The data do not appear to show a significant increase in investment flows from abroad." Number four, it saved corporations a boatload of money. Quote, "Corporate tax revenues were about $40 billion less than projected." Number five, "Corporations used the savings to boost share prices and executive pay, but not workers' pay." Again, quoting from the report, "While evidence does indicate significant repurchases of shares, either from tax cuts or repatriated revenues, relatively little was directed to paying worker bonuses, which had been announced by some firms." So there you have it, folks. Trump's one big legislative achievement is now officially a big nothing burger for Americans, but a giant sop to big corporations, CEOs, and the rich.
But, and there is a but here, almost in total, hard facts and results prove Mr. Reich to be dead wrong on every count. He drew all of his statistics that he calls facts from that U.S. government never been wrong congressional group titled the Congressional Research Service. I've never heard of them. They certainly are not the Congressional Budget Office, so I'm not sure who they even are. But anyway, the Congressional Research Service, his source, said this. One, the tax cuts are a total bust. They did not spur economic growth with little or no growth in their first year. Two, they didn't raise wages. Three, They didn't cause corporations to bring offshore profits back to the U.S. 4. Corporate profits did not increase as projected, so there were no significant increased corporate tax payments. 5. Corporations did not take excess profits to give raises to any workers other than supervisors and above. You saw and heard that from Robert Reich. The only way to put it is, he's wrong, folks. Let's quickly respond to his 5 facts. Number 1. Just the news of the tax cuts spurred hundreds of billions of new dollars flooding the U.S. marketplace. Corporations with no government prodding paid massive employee bonuses, announced new hiring, pay raises, corporate domestic expansions, and factory additions, new factories. Gross domestic product climbed steadily. However, pundits knowing GDP does not sit in a vacuum use that fact to confuse average Americans. The U.S. economy does not exist in a vacuum either, and is a measure of broad economic improvements, which the nation has unquestionably seen and that are growing each and every month. Government revenues have grown steadily since Trump's election, as much as $500 billion annually in spite of reduced taxes. Remember, tax cuts for corporations and Americans individually. Number 2. Raises have gone up, and not just for managers. Working-class Americans are benefiting in such a way that their salaries are increasing faster than those of their bosses, in fact, under this booming economy. The salaries of these workers registered increases of 4.5% between November of 2018 and November of 2019, while the salaries of the 25% of the highest-salaried workers increased by 2.9%. That's almost 2% more wage increases for everyday working Americans. That's according to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. I've heard of them. I have not heard of that Congressional Research Service that Mr. Reich told us about. Moving on, corporations have brought massive amounts of corporate profits back to the U.S. How many dollars? Well, according to Bloomberg News, not a conservative news outlet at all, and certainly not supporters of Donald Trump, $1 trillion at the end of 2019. $1 trillion. Moving on to number 4. Corporations have not had higher profits, so there were no significant corporate tax payments. Want to hear the truth? Corporate profits in the U.S. rose by $11.2 billion. That's 0.6%. to $1.87 trillion in the third quarter of 2019. That's following a 3.7% increase in the previous quarter. Undistributed profits advanced by $18.4 billion, or 3.6%, to $530 billion in net cash flow with inventory valuation adjustments. The internal funds available to corporations for investment climbed by $40 billion, or 1.7%, to $2.44 trillion. Corporate profits in the U.S. averaged $495 billion from 1950 until 2019, reaching an all-time high of $1.874 trillion in the third quarter of 2018, and that's compared to a record low of, listen to this, $14.67 billion in the first quarter of 1951. Those are not speculation, folks. Those are real, verified numbers, corporate numbers, that are factual. And finally, number 5, corporations went far and above any expectations of bonuses, primarily for workers, pay increases, increased corporate payments to IRAs, 401ks, and other investment accounts of their employees. And these fly in the face of folks like Mr. Reich and his claims. There are far too many to enumerate here. They're everywhere. You can find them if you just look objectively into the news accounts. You can click the link below, as a matter of fact, to see a .pdf form of 900 such actions. 900 specific actions, folks, documented, taken by companies that have already totaled hundreds of billions of dollars for American workers. Just click on that link, and you can download the document for yourself. There are plenty of naysayers just like Reich out there who scream as loudly as possible. The economy is bad, but no other reason than to try to prevent the president from having a victory. How sad is that? But that brings us to a really important question. When we come back, we're going to answer that question and finish with some very thought-provoking comments. Don't miss it. Stay right here at Truth News Network. Back after this, truthnewsnet.org.
Your daily dose of the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.
Long live the courageous, the tenacious, the ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Separating fact from fiction. Arming you with the ammunition of liberty. The truth on TNN.
TruthNewsNet.org.
In our discussion of Obamanomics and Trumponomics, we've given you facts, statistics, actual numbers that are verifiable. It hasn't been anything off the top of our head. We've done our research. And so I'm going to ask you, is our economy really good? Well, know this. There are six facts that can tell us how the U.S. economy is doing. Economists call them leading economic indicators. I bet you've, like me, heard that dozens of times. They say that because they measure the early influencers on growth. In October of last year, October of 2019, they report the economy is faltering slightly. Nothing to be worried about. No panic. It has slightly slower growth in that quarter. Low unemployment and inflation is below targets. But it's still almost a Goldilocks economy because it's neither too hot nor too cold. So let's look quickly at those six facts. Number one, 266,000 jobs added in November of 2019. That shows a strong economy. Number two, the stock market almost every day sets new records. That's very healthy. Number three, in the third quarter of 2019, gross domestic product grew 2.1%. That's very good. Number four, durable goods orders fell by 1.1% in September of 2019. That's lower than expected, but not tragic. It's picked up since then. Core inflation was 2.4%. That's right at the targeted number. And number six, when interest rates remain stable, the economy remains healthy. So those insightful comments, listen. Remember those screaming from the mountaintops, those folks that even before President Trump was elected, they told us that the stock market would crash if Trump was elected? There were those that even warned of a massive worldwide financial panic that would destroy the economies of all of our partners in Europe, Southeast Asia, and even that of China. It's odd that none of these have shown back up on any talk shows or written any columns in which they apologize for being wrong. In fact, several have even doubled and tripled down on their prognostications. Charles Payne, an economics specialist on Fox Business, said this the other day, quote, "It has been uncanny to watch and listen to economic pundits continue their dire projections of pending financial doom for the United States. The problem is, most in their lifetime have not seen any sustained growth in the U.S. economy akin to what they are seeing today. Why haven't they seen it before? According to Payne, because it hasn't happened in their lifetimes before this." In spite of all the whining, all the financial nuclear devastation warnings, and the continued predictions of the imminent crash of the stock market, our economy continues to grow at healthy rates. Healthy is the key word there. And it's not just happening in the stock market. Inflation is low. Unemployment at record lows. More people employed than ever before. Every worker in each employment sector is seeing their unemployment drop to record levels. Incomes are climbing. Corporate profits and subsequent tax payments to the government are soaring. financial pundits are gnashing their teeth at all this. They are actually praying for a U.S. economy failure. I'm not kidding, folks. HBO's real-time host, Bill Maher, he admitted on air that he hopes the American economy will crash so that President Trump will be voted out of office. That anyone could actually wish the entire U.S. economy would fail, result in a recession, solely for the purpose of seeing this president, hey, any president, voted out of office, is unfathomable to most Americans. Think of the financial devastation for tens of millions of Americans and corporations that would result from a recession. We've been through those. They're not fun for anybody. But that's just how much they hate Donald Trump. So, will this economy remain this strong? What's ahead for the U.S. financially? Is there a looming recession? The answer to each of those questions is simple. Listen closely. I don't know. And further, no one knows for sure. Fortunately, this economy is not soaring as it is, just by accident. This president, as a very successful businessman long before entering politics, he saw the structural changes that were necessary to spur the economy back to steady, healthy growth. And either through legislation, remember those tax, personal, and corporate cuts, executive action, termination of stifling regulations on corporations, or just the confidence Americans have in a president that actually fulfills his campaign promises rather than just ignoring them, Mr. Trump has us headed in the right direction. And if his opposition is prevented from destroying all those processes he put in place that resulted in these improvements, we're headed for another good year. That's the reason why they want him gone, folks. He's messing around. He's screwing with their candy jar. You know what I say? They're screwing with our candy jar. Get your hands out of our candy jar. Hey, the truth always makes a difference, doesn't it? We give you facts, we give you numbers, and everything we give you is verifiable. I encourage you to do that each time we get together here at Truth News Network. Go find out if what we're saying here is really true and spread the word. Pass it along. We're going to be getting back together every day. We've got so many things going on and so much more about to happen. You don't want to miss a day. Join us each day right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.